at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Amazon sent off a big public scramble last month when it announced it was looking for sites for a second North American headquarters. The prize, up to 50,000 high-paying jobs and billions of dollars in investment. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports today was the deadline to submit proposals. And North Texas has high hopes to land the e-commerce giant.
The proposal came with a video touting the region. Inspiring music plays over shots of iconic landmarks. Reunion Tower, the Fort Worth Stockyards, Cowboy Stadium, and people holding handwritten signs with one word to describe North Texas, like community and cost of living and
innovation. When we talk about innovation, we're talking about people. We're talking about a region built upon the backs of pioneers and wildcatters and entrepreneurs and innovators.
Officials are tight-lipped about the details of the Dallas-Fort Worth proposal, but competition with other cities will be steep. Amazon isn't going just anywhere, though. The company said it wants a metro with more than a million people, an educated workforce, good schools, and strong public transit. It's also very interested in tax credits and other financial enticements. It is still too early to know how much money North Texas is willing to throw at Amazon, but Fort Worth City Manager David Cook says the pitch made the region ask important questions about its competitiveness.
How strong is your tech workforce, right? How strong is your transit system, right? And so those are areas that we have to look at ourselves and say, you know, are there areas we need to be improving on, both in on the education side or on the transit side?
On transit, Cook says there is room for improvement, especially on the Fort Worth side. But he says the region's transit network is growing. Brandon Gingelbach from the Fort Worth Chamber of Commerce says he thinks the region's actually doing pretty well.
Well, from a DFW perspective, I would put our transit against everyone.
Well, maybe not the big cities like New York or Chicago, but Gingelbach says the region is competitive with smaller big cities like Nashville or Cincinnati or Indianapolis.
The big thing that we talked about in our RFP is that we're really at the cutting edge of transit moving forward. We've got Uber Elevate. We've got driverless cars that are being tested out in Arlington. We can work with Amazon. We can work with other companies really to drive the future of transit as it relates to our region.
Amazon hasn't said much about its timeline. Gingelbach says the next step is finding out whether North Texas makes the shortlist to host the headquarters. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Today marks the five-year anniversary of the day Big Tech burned down in front of shocked fairgoers at the State Fair of Texas. KERA's Eric Austin recalls the day the State Fair icon caught fire.
An electrical short in his wiring sparked the fire. The flame shot up his body, eating away his clothes and his face within minutes. I remember racing out to the fair, seeing his charred frame that was still standing there for a couple of hours, and the scene was just surreal. People were crying and staring and taking pictures.
Big Tex was rebuilt. The new Big Tex made his debut in 2013. This year's State Fair of Texas runs through Sunday. Learn more about the history of Big Tex at keranews.org. A few times a week, a Fort Worth couple transforms their home along a railroad track into the city's newest intimate arts venue. They host gallery openings, live music, even plays. This week, KERA's Jerome Weeks shines the Art and Seek artist spotlight on the pair behind Black House.
Tonight, friends and families gather at tables in the backyard behind Noel and Sarah Viramonte's house. The couple does a lot to put together these evenings. Book the DJ, give visual artists a place to show their work, or offer a stage for musicians or actors to perform. But Fort Worth videographer Austin Crow says, what's unfolding now? This is what Noel does best.
He doesn't necessarily do art in the way that people would go to a museum and see, but he brings people together like no one I've ever seen.
The Viramontes, who are in their mid-30s, have been stoking a younger arts crowd in Fort Worth. They've given it a venue and a place to meet. Last year in July, artist Guillermo Tapia had arranged a show elsewhere when those plans fell through. Sarah Viramontes.
Hey, they canceled on us. Can we have it at your place? Like, yeah, that's why we did this. And that was our first event.
That's why we did this. This means buy a century-old two-story house in an isolated, neglected little neighborhood called Rock Island, just northeast of downtown. The Viramontes lived with Sarah's parents while they spent 5 years rebuilding the old wood frame home.
We basically stripped down the house to bones, all siding, everything, and put everything back together. So
we pulled all-nighters trying to clean up the walls and splinters in our hands, hot summers.
Then they painted the entire house satin black. Because on this big old house, black makes a big, bold statement.
Any particular kind of black?
No, we just went, give us your darkest black.
What the Viramontes did to make their house an arts venue was keep their living quarters upstairs. On the first floor, they ripped out all the walls to create one big open space, like an art gallery or a small nightclub. And after that first show at Black House,
it just sparked, and we had no idea. I mean, I'm sure because of the need. It's a lot of work to do it, but it's fun.
And we're still trying to figure it out.
We're so busy. We get emails on the daily, and we're trying to be parents and do PTA and work full-time.
Noel works maintenance for a church. Sarah's a full-time mom with her two kids at home. In their first year, one thing they figured out, Black House caters to different crowds. That early gathering of families drifts out. By 10 p.m., a volunteer mans the door, collecting $5 from newcomers. Noel says they're not getting rich. The door charge just covers expenses. Then, the after party kicks in with Dallas DJ Blue the Misfit. Hearing all this about Black House, you may wonder, an arts venue drawing crowds in a residential neighborhood with late-night parties and beer and live music? What about zoning? First, the Viramontes don't sell liquor, so they don't need a license. The beer is donated by a local brewery. Second, Rock Island is an unusual neighborhood. It was created more than 100 years ago, mostly by African Americans working on the Chicago Rock Island Railroad. Remember that train horn while the Viramontes were talking? Train tracks bracket Rock Island on either side, isolating it just a few blocks from downtown. And when Noel went to get building permits, he discovered something else about the neighborhood he's lived in since he was 10.
It's zoned in different pockets, and some of these are residential, but this corner right here is medium industrial, and that's why we can have a restaurant a block away that's commercial.
Remember that brewery that donated beer? Cowtown Brewery is just two blocks away. The Viramontes have a knack for connecting artists, making friends, keeping the movement going, as Noel says. They've even put their art party on wheels. Last month, for Fort Worth's annual gallery night, the couple rented buses. They brought artists and art lovers together at Black House, then toured the galleries, drinking and socializing.
This is what people want to do. They love the art, but what's gallery night if I'm not going to be with artists? I mean, we sold out this last year, two buses. I think we can do a lot more.
They probably can. They're already mixing local bands with music acts who've come in from L.A., they're planning to build a backyard stage and maybe even use some more black paint. That's because they hope eventually to open black houses in other cities. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Watch videos of Black House and the Gallery Night bus tour at artandseek.org/spotlight. And finally, tonight, mostly cloudy skies in store for us this evening. Should be a low around 65 later on. Looks like tomorrow's more mostly cloudy weather, but there's a 30% chance of showers with the high near 82. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of rain with a low around 68. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.